This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Pipeline restart.
Things may not get back to normal for several days.
Cybersecurity executive order.
We live in the equivalent of a cyber cold war.
Chemicals in breast milk.
Levels almost 2,000 times above what's considered safe.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It still could be a bit crazy out there in the Southeast, where shortages have caused long lines and prompted scenes of people filling up just about everything imaginable with gasoline. But the good news is, days after a crippling ransomware attack, the Colonial Pipeline is operating again. As we hear from CBS's David Begnaud, it could be a while before things get back to normal.
North Carolina is getting hit the hardest. 74% of its stations are facing outages. For now, it appears the impending crisis is nearing an end, although not a quick one.
The supply itself is not really at issue here.
Kent Moores is the executive chair of the Energy Capital Research Group.
These are going to be local inabilities to move supply to where the demand is when the demand hits. And that's going to take about 48 hours.
Colonial Pipeline has declined to say whether it paid a ransom to the hackers. The company said safety was its primary focus and that it would conduct a comprehensive series of pipeline safety assessments. Former FBI Deputy Director and cybersecurity expert Sean Joyce says private companies need to work together with the federal government to combat future attacks.
Private sector companies are really left to defend themselves. Some of these sophisticated adversaries like nation states and organized crime groups, that is a very difficult proposition.
Well, plenty of people filled up gas cans along with their tanks, although officials warned against hoarding. Viral photos have shown some people filling up plastic bags with gasoline. A tweet from the federal government warned against that. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Under no circumstances should gasoline ever be put into anything but a vehicle directly or an approved container.
President Biden has signed an executive order designed to shore up cybersecurity defense. It requires all federal agencies to use cybersecurity measures such as multi-factor authentication and new steps for software makers who work with the government. But it would not impact privately run operations like the Colonial Pipeline. Ian Scherer of our tech partner CNET.
This is already something happening in other countries, but here in the United States, we haven't done it as much. And this is an opportunity maybe for us to say, okay, we need better backup systems and we need a way to make sure that when attack happens, we still can get what we need.
Children 12 to 15 can now get the Pfizer COVID vaccine. The CDC gave the approval yesterday. On CBS This Morning, Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked if schools in the fall should require student vaccinations.
Whenever you're talking about requiring something, that's always a charged issue. So I'm not so sure we should be requiring children at all. We should be encouraging them. But you've got to be careful when you make a requirement of something. That usually gets you into a lot of pushback, understandable pushback.
Notable among the new vaccine incentives, what announced by Ohio's Governor Mike DeWine, a kind of vaccine lottery.
The winner each Wednesday will receive $1 million.
There will also be drawings for college scholarships to encourage people to get shots. Well, despite calls from President Biden and other world leaders for an end to the deadly violence in the Middle East, things only seem to be getting worse.
The ground shook as Israeli warplanes pounded Gaza, taking a heavy toll on Hamas commanders and infrastructure. Southern Israel has been battered by hundreds of rockets, and now the violence has spread to mixed Israeli cities. Jewish and Arab civilians have clashed, shattering years of coexistence. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Congressional leaders of both parties were at the White House yesterday. CBS's Stephen Portnoy says it was to hash out differences over President Biden's massive infrastructure plan.
The president says he was encouraged by the meeting.
There is room to have a compromise on a bipartisan bill that's solid and significant.
Republicans and Democrats agreed to come together on what both sides consider infrastructure. To hear it from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Let's not lead with a disagreement. We'll find a way.
But top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell insisted that taxes not be raised to pay for it.
That's our red line.
That leaves both sides rather far apart.
A symbol of the crumbling infrastructure is the Interstate 40 bridge connecting Arkansas and Tennessee. The 48-year-old span is now closed for months of repairs because engineer Paul Deggs says a crack was found in a 900-foot steel beam.
If enough components of a bridge are compromised, then the bridge won't stand.
The bridge normally carries about 50,000 vehicles a day over the Mississippi River. Traffic's been diverted to Interstate 55. Investigators in Colorado were looking into yesterday's collision of two small planes in midair near Denver.
I'm going, where is that bang coming from? And I look up and I see two planes.
One aircraft was nearly ripped in half. The pilot of the other deployed a plane parachute to help it land. A sheriff's deputy says it was amazing no one was hurt. Tesla CEO Elon Musk tweets the company has hit the brakes on accepting Bitcoin as a payment. He says he's concerned about the cost to the environment of using fossil fuels for Bitcoin mining and transactions. Tesla won't sell any of the Bitcoin it owns, but the price of it fell around 5% after the tweet. Well, breast milk has been referred to as nature's perfect food. Now a new report raises some concern about it, as we hear from CBS's Wendy Gillette.
The study, published in the Environmental Science and Technology Journal, found PFAS in all 50 samples tested of breast milk. PFAS is an acronym for a group of hundreds of chemicals in food packaging products and other sources that have been found to stay for decades in the body. What's more alarming, researchers discovered the levels in the breast milk were nearly 2,000 times higher than what's considered safe for drinking water.
The U.S. track and field team has canceled its pre-Olympic training camp in Japan because of concern about the COVID crisis there. It was supposed to happen in early July, just ahead of the Summer Games. A movie star speaks out about a deadly conflict in the news, and the Twitterverse explodes.
Sometimes when Wonder Woman speaks,
nothing good is born from lies.
It creates a firestorm of controversy. Some Twitter users are panning Israeli actress Gal Gadot's post about her heart breaking because her country is at war. She calls it a vicious cycle that's been going on for far too long. Gadot is a former Israeli Defense Forces fighter. Online critics are calling her a propaganda tool for the Israeli military. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The great tiger mystery goes on in Houston. It's not clear where a big cat is that was seen roaming a neighborhood earlier this week. The suspected owner is now free on bond. He took off with the animal but was later found. He was charged with evading arrest. He's also facing a murder charge in a 2017 case. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.